now more than ever, you need a source of news you can trust. And you have such a source in WYPR. Members are our most important source of funding, and we need you now more than ever so we can continue to keep you informed amid the pandemic with honest, accurate journalism. You can make a pledge at WYPR.org. If you're a sustaining member, consider an additional gift or increasing your monthly pledge. We could not be here without you, and we thank you so much.
For the first time since Harry Truman was president, Americans are set to reach retirement age in worse financial shape than the prior generation. The group of Americans approaching retirement is associated with high average debt, in part because they are still paying off their children's educations and are dipping into savings to support aging parents. As indicated by the Wall Street Journal, their paltry 401k retirement funds will bring in a median income of less than $8,000 per annum for a household of two. In total, more than 40% of households, headed by people aged 55 through 70, lack sufficient resources to maintain their living standard in retirement. That represents approximately 15 million American households. From a demographic perspective, things are set to get worse in America. Newly released census data indicate the surge in aging boomers is leaving the nation with fewer younger workers to support the elderly. The likely trajectory suggests that more would-be retirees will stay on the job past the age of 70 or take on menial jobs as senior citizens. People may have come to accept these circumstances, but it was not always this way. During the decades immediately following World War II, government and company pensions gave millions of Americans guaranteed retirement income in addition to Social Security. An improving economy had also led to rapid increases in wages, and many Americans retired in far better shape than their parents. For WYPR and my esteemed producer Bob White, I'm Anibon Basu.